held her head up high. She had that sparkle at her feet, that twinkle in her eyes. She smiled at me, and as I wondered why, she said, I'm looking for a cowboy to take me for a ride. Sun hat, 38-foot brim. We could dance around outside, baby, until we both fall. You can rope me on the river, you can ride me on the plane, and I will be your Cinderella.
Just about got it. Y'all are really nice, and this is, it's kind of weird, right?
Good weird, though.
Good, oh, for sure. No question. No question.
At least employees.
Just one of those chance meetings, Iris DeMint. It's right here.
We've got all those inventories, so don't even think about it.
I met Iris's daughter in the elevator. You know, are you familiar with the Ke'amo folk music cruises? It's not that popular, really. It's a folk festival that they do. These folks from Atlanta, the Six Men group of promoters, and you go out, you go out on a boat, and they have 30, 35 acts. I mean, it literally is a festival out on the water, and there's music from the beginning of the day to the end of the night, and it's really fun because you get to see people that you don't ordinarily. I mean, you get to see your friends that you don't usually travel with, and you get to play a lot of music, and it's a fun deal. I don't know why we're talking about that, but yeah. All right.
Iris Demint's daughter.
Oh, Iris Demint, thank you so much. That's what happens. But yeah, Iris Demint, I saw this really cool chick about 10 years old kind of leaning up against the elevator. And she's wearing these little, you know, skinny pants and a little hat. So I got on the elevator and she kind of looked at me, you know, in that skeptical way that young people look at people my age. I said, "Sir, are you in a band?" And she kind of rolled just sideways, gave me a sideways look. She said, "No," like that. I said, "Well, you ought to be." And she said, "My mom's in a band." And I said, "Who's your mom?" She said, "Iris," like that. She was cool. Keep doing it. All right, here we go. All right, pretend like this is going well. All right. There it is.
Like before, there was a time, dear,
Thank you very much. I met Luke in 2009. Keith Sewell, who plays mandolin and acoustic guitar with us, introduced me to Luke on the Keamo Folk Festival deal. And he sat in with us and we played a set there. And he's been playing with us ever since. Luke grew up playing in his family's band, started singing in his family band when he was 4 years old, started playing fiddle in the Bulla family band when he was 7, and he grew up doing that. Made his first solo recording last year, and if you're not already a fan of Luke's, all you have to do is listen, yeah. And you will be.
Thanks.
This is a. Let's do this one.
All right.
Play it, just do it however you want.
Okay.
It's a sunny day and sunny. Don't mess me up anymore. All right. It's a sunny day and sunny in California, that old sun is shining on me right here at home. It's one of those days when those are great ideas, they just seem to fall out on you, and they always fall the greatest when you're falling all alone. It makes for a good day for some serious reflection and massive rationalization for contemplating the future of the future and the last of the past. And wondering if you could ever forgive me, darling, all the trouble that I put to you, and if I could forget all those questions that I never asked. If I could forgive the temporary weight gain due to excess water retention, I could forgive the rest too. It's just a fact of life no one cares to mention. She wasn't good, but she had good intentions. So the grass, it grows when the sun it shines. In my face, it glows when the woman's mine. You say I'm a fool around. That may be true, but I'm soon a fool around. Be a fool, poor fool. I could forgive the unadulterated, adulterating apprehension. I could forgive the rest too. It's just a fact of life no one cares to mention. She wasn't good, but she had good intentions.
too low to go. Well, I guess it's the process of learning to excess all of those things that you already know. If I had forgive the honey, I swear it didn't mean a thing to me. Attempt at abstention, I could forgive the rest too. It's just a fact of life. No one cares to mention she wasn't good, but she had good intentions. She wasn't good, but she had a good intention.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. You folks are really kind to come in and listen. Thank you.
We're getting paid for it.